Don't blow it.
Good to go. Let's do this.
Shit.
Damn.
Welcome to it. It is the Plan the App Show podcast. Brock and Hunter back with you. Yes. Mm-hmm. Should we just get right to it? Fact and opinion.
Let's get right into the podcast. We got to do it now. Let's do it now.
We got to do the podcast. Come on, do it. Do it. Come on, do it. Do it.
Do you got something ready? Or?
Yeah, actually, this one is pretty cool, man. So your fact and opinion here on the After Show podcast, I always like to do. The earliest known site of a human habitation in North America is just a short drive from Pittsburgh.
Really?
It's an archaeological site called Meadowcroft Rock Shelter. It was discovered in 1955 because of a groundhog hole. It claims to have evidence of human presence as early as 19,000 years ago.
Well, see, here's the thing. How the fuck do you know that? How can you claim that? Dude, there's a lot of things. I get it. Science, you know, cores, you can dig cores. You can find archaeological artifacts. You know, there's a lot of science in it. I get it. But
carbon dating.
I get all of that.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
I mean, sometimes I'm just like, dude, you have any idea of how long 19,000 years is? Dude, you're 35. You feel like you know a lot of shit. You feel like you've been around for a while, right?
Yep.
Dude, 19,000 years.
Yep.
It's crazy. There's times, dude, where, okay, I feel like I just hit a bong or something, all right? There's times where, like, you know how you get the deja vu kind of feeling. You're like, hey, one given moment, you're like, shit, dude, I've been here. I get these feelings sometimes where I stop, and it's a lot of times on a golf course because I'm always outside, you know, with golfing. I'm like, dude, what was standing right here?
Dude, I do
5,000 years ago.
I do that all the time. Not even like, I didn't even go back. It's so funny you said this, man, because I just had the same thought.
It's weird.
Kiki and I were camping over in Decatur this past weekend. So that's east of here, right? So you just take Napier out and you keep heading that way. You go through Sister. Anyway, before you get to Sister Lakes, there's a place called Spink's Corner. You know what I'm talking about?
I think so. Yeah, yeah.
It's a small. It probably was much bigger at some point, but it says on the sign, established 1844. Even that. Think about going back to that place. Someone settled there in 1844. Think about how that looked back then.
Weird. And I always think about, like, what were they thinking about? Like, dude, 150 years, dude, somebody, this guy Brock's going to be walking around here and thinking about me. No, that's weird to think about that, you know?
Look, nuts, man.
And it's like, how things have changed, like the way, like I saw a picture of like downtown St. Joe back like 100 years ago and how different it looked and how shit, you know, and it's like evolved and changed. But really, all the landmark stuff is the same, like the river, the all the natural stuff hasn't changed much. And it's just weird to see, like, wow, us human beings just kind of just took it over and started building shit on it and made it look a certain way.
It's depressing. Every time I see another chunk of like woods knock over by Walmart and all that stuff, you know, by Lowe, they cleared out that whole area there.
Yeah.
Behind the apartment complex used to be all trees. Now it's just up for more buildings and it fucking depressed me. Look, I know we have to have places for people to live. I get it, but there's nothing more depressing to me than, over at Sister Lakes. All right. Mm-hmm. You know, the lot that was for sale right next to the parking lot.
Maybe
if you're in the parking lot there, I know you haven't spent a ton of time there. Anyway, someone bought that last waterfront lot there. Oh, cleared out pretty much all the trees.
Yes. Oh, come on.
So here we
go. Especially around there, too. That's like a lot of natural beauty, man. I mean, I know there's a lot of houses around it, but
I don't know.
Sometimes you're just like, man, just leave it.
Yeah.
Didn't have to tear that down.
We're just slowly just destroying everything. And it, not saying, you know, that we can't have, you know, stuff to build and places to build. But yeah, it's I would like to go back and see how it was. It was probably gorgeous. It was probably, you know, unmolested animals everywhere, you know.
I have that feeling about like houses, too. Like when we moved into this house, like I'd be in this basement and I'd be like, dude, there was like some other people down here before. Like it looked different. Like.
Yeah, full life.
And I'll like drive by my old house, you know, and I'll like look up at it and be like, oh, they have no idea what happened in there.
Yeah, jerked off a lot of that.
you know, it's just weird to like
Well, like my house,
like that.
The house that Kiki and I live in, it's an old house. It's like 100-odd years old. Mm-hmm. And you think about, dude, full lives. There was someone that took the pride and joy of that first house. That was their first house, and they built it. Mm-hmm. It was built from the ground up, and someone was there. It was their first house, you know, first ones to stay in. Full lives that are probably dead and gone. I guarantee it, dead and gone, you know?
We had, like, the first or second year we lived in this house, we had this older lady come knock on the door. We're like, hello, what's up? She's just kind of, like, she's looking around, and she's like, hey, like, I'm in town, and I grew up here, and I just wanted to come on in. Like, yep. We invited her in. You could just tell, like, she was quiet kind of and just like looking at her. You could tell she was like reminiscing all her childhood memories and like thinking about, oh shit, I did this over here and this. And it was interesting, like talking her through it, like talking to her about it, you know, like,
yep.
Oh, I remember this. This is still the exact same. Yeah. This is so wild. You know, it's like,
yep. It's still,
sorry, go ahead.
I was gonna say, and after you die, Hunter, it's just going to go on without you.
Go on. Somebody else is going
thing. Yep. Yep.
You ever go through an old childhood home that you grew up in?
Well, we still have the same house.
Still have it.
Yeah. So my brother owns, well, I guess you could go way back to when we were first, we moved to the farm when I was 2.
Mm-hmm.
And my brother was like 3 and a half, whatever. So I don't remember the first house. I've driven past it. I've never gone in. It was just a duplex or whatever. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, for me. But I just, I in general, like going back to my old college, I took Kiki for a tour of my old college. Mm-hmm. And it's just weird to put, like, going back to where the old radio studio was in there and walking and knowing, like, I was 18 years old. Yeah. Walking down here and just, you know, didn't know where I was going to be. Didn't know, you know, and trip, man. It's a trip.
It is. It's weird to think about and how fast it went. It's crazy. Yeah. So my grandma, we grew up in, we'd go to my grandma's house a lot in Millbury. She had like a real nice big house with a pool and it was cool. It was a cool place to grow up. And I went there one day and knocked on the door and was like, hey, I grew up here. Like, is there any way? They're like, come on in, just walk around. Yeah. They did the same thing I did, you know, the lady. And dude, it was almost like, it was awesome, but I almost wish I didn't do it. And the place looks great, but it looks so much different.
Yeah.
Like, it didn't ruin it. Like, but it's just, you know, I walked in and I'm like,
I don't remember
it like this, you know, like, I don't want to remember it like the way I did as a kid, you know?
Yeah.
Weird.
No, it's a trip, man. And even think going back to this original thing, 19,000 years ago, who knows? I mean, it probably a lot of grunts and unga bungas and whatnot, but it's still people living lives and whatever you believe in evolution or anything like that, you know, it's still, there's been billions of people and there are billions of people. And even after barring any natural catastrophe that wipes out the human race, or this planet, life goes on and there's all these different stories and different lives and there's people doing similar stuff to what we're doing right now. There's going to be, I'm going to go home and spend time with my daughter. I was actually just thinking about this the other day because my daughter, she's 3 months old now, and it's just weird thing. Like even holding her now, she was just this little tiny baby, and now she's holding her head up and making noises. And I'm like, eventually one day she's gonna be my age. She's gonna be 30 something, telling her kids stuff. You know, it's fucking weird, dude. It's weird. Yeah,
it's life, man.
Life's a trip, bro.
Soak it up. It's going, man. It doesn't go back. It goes forward.
No. God, I just hopefully get a 90. If I get 90 years, I think I'll be okay. Anything short of that, I might be depressed, man. I might be depressed.
Good, fat chance, buddy boy. Good luck. You're setting your bar pretty high.
You're going to be dead next week.
All right, knowing the way we grew up, man.
Well, I'd kind of want to make a trip over to that place. That sounds pretty cool to see. I wonder what they found and everything. What would be evidence of human presence 19,000 years ago. That's a long time, man.
A long time.
Anyway, all right. Well, now that we're tripping out on life and man, crazy. Whoa. Let's wrap things up here for the Happy After Show podcast. We'll be back next time with another fact and opinion. Until then, later. I stole your thing. I did your little thing.
Yeah, come on. I'm Al from Home Improvement.